Ramon Jeter was raised by a single mom on the west side of Birmingham. Right out of high school, he joined the Navy. He eventually served as a field medic in Iraq. Now, the new father is studying public health at UAB, and he's been accepted to Clinton Global Initiative University for his ambitious plan to fight hunger in Alabama's Black Belt with aquaponics. WBHM's Dan Carson caught up with Jeter, who credits his motivation to his mom.
Her pet peeve was she would always say, "I don't like to see anyone hungry." So when I was a kid, when she packed my lunch, she would always pack an extra sandwich and chips and soda just in case someone there didn't have food that I would be able to give them food. So I guess it's something that's always been in me.
Tell us about your proposal, the one that started out as a class assignment but became what got you into the Clinton Global Initiative University.
It's called the Hometown Grown Project, where we would use an aquaponics system or farming or greenhouse to the Black Belt region here in Alabama.
And why did you settle on that region?
At first, I had so many other areas, Africa, different, like I said, various places, but I wanted to bring it closer to home. And so I thought about it, and I'm like, where would this actually work in Alabama? And it hit me because of different things in class and different articles that were in the newspaper. And I said, why not?
When did you find out you got accepted?
About 3 weeks ago, I received an invite from the Clean Global Initiative.
You getting choked up a little bit?
How did that feel?
It's
still surreal. I still can't take it all in as of right now. It's like so much. I'm just excited. I'm very, very excited.
What is the main goal? What are you hoping to accomplish with this?
The main goal is to help reduce poverty, some of the food insecurities. And then from there, once we get the project up and running, then I would like to bring in some dietitians or nurses from the area or the schools and show the community how to prepare healthy foods with these crops and the fish. So just to get them on a track of a healthy lifestyle.
Now, explain for our listeners, please, how the system works. You mean it's kind of a closed loop?
Yes, it's kind of a closed loop system. You can use various types of fish. It could be koi, goldfish, tilapia, catfish, etc. And then you have, of course, your vegetation, your crops, lettuce, cabbage, strawberries, herbs, peas, tomatoes, okra, any type of vegetable you can think of, carrots as well. You can grow them continually year round. So like I said, if it's something like this out of season, for instance, tomatoes, you will be able to grow tomatoes in the middle of December or January.
You just partly answered one of my questions. A lot of people will hear the Black Belt. It does have this rich, dark, fertile soil
right. That's
shaped the whole economy and history of this region. What do you say to people who say, well, why do you need aquaponics in a place that has such good soil?
That's a good question. So it would be done indoors. And another good thing about it is it could be done in someone's basement. You can grow anything year round.
So you have that flexibility.
Right, right.
And also people who don't necessarily own a lot of land,
might have
more access to it. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, that's correct.
So best case scenario, you're going to the Clinton Global Initiative University in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
Best case scenario, what comes out of that?
I meet individuals who will be able to give me the funding to get the project started.
And who are you hoping will step up to fund something like this?
I have no idea whatever politician or a celebrity or whoever it may be.
Clinton knows some people.
Right, whatever philanthropist, whoever.
You'll take what you can get.
That's it.
Okay, so you're committed to this.
Yes.
Would you describe this as your life's work?
As far as I can see, yes, this seems like this is going to be my life's work.
And what are the startup costs to set up something like this?
They vary depending on the size of the system that you have. You have some that can be done at home in a basement, and I've read various articles where people have used 3-gallon or 4-gallon garbage cans, PVC piping, recycled bottles. The cost varies from $250 for a basic kit, because they also have the kits online, to anywhere into the thousands.
Your goal, are you envisioning more like people doing this for themselves?
Yes.
Are you doing?
I want the entire community. I want something that the entire community is a part of. And from there, you're able to get produce warehouses built. And from there, bring in different types of restaurants or in different type of grocery stores, build their economy. From there, who knows